Welcome to the My Money podcast number 30 from helpmetosave.com. I'm Karen Bryan, editor of Help Me to Save, where you'll find tips to help you save more money and live well on less. In this edition of the My Money podcast, I'm going to look at the two Santander 123 products. The Santander 123 current account and the Santander 123 credit card. What's very tempting about both these products is that you get cash back for paying direct debits, using credit card to buy fuel at the supermarket, whatever, things you would do anyway. So you're getting cash back for shopping, bill payment you would do anyway. The catch is there are monthly fees. It does sound too good to be true that you get cash back, but there are monthly fees. They're not that high. Each product is £24 a month. And the first year you open a 123 current account, they waive the fee on the 123 credit card. So you don't have to pay any fees on year one if you open a current account and apply at the same time for the credit card. So let's look at some more detail of the Santander 123 current account. At present, you have to pay in at least £500 a month into the 123 current account, and transfers from other accounts held with Santander are not included. It has to be £500 a month coming from another bank or from your employer pension provider. As I mentioned, there's this pesky 2-month account fee. If your account balance is above 1,000, you start to earn interest. If it's below 1,000, you earn no interest. Now, looking at the cash back on the 123 current account, you get 1% cash back on water, council tax bills, and Santander mortgage payments, up to a maximum monthly mortgage payment of £1,000. So that does sound good, because 1% of £1,000 is £10 a month for paying your mortgage. But don't necessarily go for a Santander mortgage because of this, because saving around £100 a year through cashback would pale into insignificance compared to getting a better mortgage deal with somebody else. So that's only a bonus if Santander have great deals on their mortgages. The 2% cashback applies to gas and electricity bills paid by direct debit, and the 3% cashback is for mobile, home phone, broadband, and paid for TV packages. You do notice that the lower cashback of 1% applies to things that you're likely to be spending more money on, but fair enough. Sounds quite good. There is a calculator on the Santander site where you can put in the figures for your individual bills to see how much your cash back is, but remember to deduct the annual fee from how much you're making. I worked it out for us, and I reckon that our cash back profit before annual fee would be around £50. If you deduct the £24 annual fee, I was talking about £26-£27, which sounds okay because I need a bank account I'd be paying out anyway. However, at present I have a Halifax reward current account. It's giving me £5 a month reward as long as I pay in £1,000 a month, doesn't have any fees. However, the terms and conditions on the Halifax reward current account are changing. The amount is reducing, which is good for more accessibility if your income's not so high. It's going down to £7.50, but you will have to set up two direct debits on that account. But again, it depends how big your bills are. If you're paying higher bills, if you have a Santander mortgage, obviously you're going to be better off on the 123 current account than you are getting the flat rate £60. Just have to work it out for your own circumstances. I suppose you could have both accounts on the go to get the most out of both of them, but that starts to get a bit complicated then. So I reckon if you do have high bills, it can be worth your while. The other carrot, and what has drawn me in to finally opening a Santander 123 current account, are the interest rates. At the moment, the highest interest rate I could find for instant access savings was around 2%, and Santander's own eSaver account is only paying 1.5%. However, with the 123 current account, if the balance in your account is between £3,000 and £20,000, you receive interest before tax of 3%, which is a lot higher than you can find somewhere else. So for somewhere to put your instant access savings account, it's really quite handy because you don't need to shift money back and forward. Obviously, you don't want to leave too much money sitting in your current account and not earning interest, but you don't want to cut it too fine and always be shunting money back and forward to a savings account in case you don't leave enough and you end up with overdrawn fees. So for somebody like me who does leave a fair bit of money in their current account, it's going to work well that having that excess money sitting there is actually going to earn interest, but it's also there in case you have a higher credit card bill than usual, so you can definitely cover it. So that's why I've opened a Santander 123 current account, not so much for the cash back, but for the higher rate of interest. Of course, the 3% paid on the Santander balances between 3 and 20,000 is a variable rate. They could put it down at a few weeks' notice now and think, oh golly, why did I bother shunting my accounts around? It's a risk you take, but at the moment, it's certainly worth looking at, but compare it with other accounts that are available. Now, a little look at the Santander 123 credit card. As I mentioned earlier, it also has a £24 annual fee, but when you're going through the application form for the Santander 123 current account, you can tick a box saying that you wish to apply for the credit card, the 123 credit card, and they'll waive the first year's annual fee, so you won't have to factor the fee in. But the 123 credit card, cash back is paid at all major supermarkets. Now, I wasn't sure if that included Aldi and Lidl. I couldn't seem to find that anywhere. 2% at major department stores like Debenhams, House of Fraser, John Lewis. And 3% cash back on petrol and National Rail and Transport for London Travel, TfL. So for rail and London Transport. However, I think there's a cap on the fuel spending of £300 a month. Maybe that's the deal as well. I need to look into that more closely. But that's capped in case you do a lot of mileage driving around for your job or whatever. It's not limitless. So, again, sounds good because you would be going to the supermarket anyway. I can't say I shop at department stores a lot, but I do shop at supermarkets. We don't use an awful lot of fuel, I reckon. Oh, £1,000 a year on fuel, but again, 3% cash back, that would be £30, that would cover the annual fee. However, what I personally don't like about the 123 credit card is that there are certain categories of spending that are excluded altogether, like travel, which is something I do spend quite a lot in, hotels, holidays. If you go out for, not that I do, but buying theatre tickets, tickets for gigs, there's quite a lot of spending you might do that's not included. So that's what puts me off that credit card. I didn't bother applying for it because I can get 1% cash back on all spending I do with my Barclay card, which used to be an egg card. I don't think you can get just apply for this card, but Barclay card bought over egg credit cards and they kept on the benefits, which was 1% cash back on everything. So it wasn't that attractive, but again, for people who spend a lot in department stores on fuel, it could well be a worthwhile card. Now, the interesting development that there's been with regard to the Santander 123 products is that they've now introduced two savings products which are only available to holders of the 123 current account or credit card. So they really are trying to attract customers to use Santander as their main bank. And the interest rates they're paying on these exclusive products are pretty good. I noticed yesterday that the cash ISA, their 2 year fixed rate cash ISA, was paying 2.5% to 123 account holders. It accepts transfers from existing cash ISAs and has a minimum opening balance of 500. Now, the next best rate I could find on a 2 year fixed rate ISA was 2.3% with the Halifax. Interest rates literally seem to be changing daily, so you need to do your research on the day you make your deposit or start your, because you can't depend that the rates will be the same. So getting another 0.2% on your cash ISA, especially if you're doing a transfer and you've got a few tens of thousands of pounds in your cash ISA, could be fine. I mean, interest rates are so low anyways, you're not even getting a real return. Of inflation RPI is 3% and you're getting 2.5% even cash free. Your savings are losing value, but it's the best that's available at the moment. If you think you should have it in an instant access ISA and wait until rates increase, I don't know when and when rates will increase. Some people are saying they might even go down a bit more before they start to creep up in 2 or 3 years. That's another judgment call. But at the moment, that's the highest rate cash ISA I could find. Now, the other 123 customer exclusive product is an 18-month fixed rate bond. It's also paying 2.5%. Now, again, it's competitive. The highest rate I could find for a 1 year fixed rate bond was 2.25% with Virgin Money, and the highest rate for a 2 year bond was 2.65 with First Saver Virgin Money. So the 18-month period in between, 2.5, again, it's a competitive rate. Paying tax on 2.5, well, 20% tax, that leaves you with 2% with inflation at 3%. It's not a good return, but it's one of the best that's available at the moment. I do hope that you found my analysis of the 123 Santander product interesting. It is quite complicated, there's no doubt about that. That's one of the things I don't like about the products, that they are complicated. You have to really sit down and have all the figures about all the bills and how much you spend on this and that and work it out. It certainly isn't straightforward. But depending on your circumstances, you could end up raking in a few hundred pounds profit from cash back, paying your direct debits from the 123 current account, cash backs from credit card if you spend a lot in department stores and on fuel and travel. So for people, and then there's the added bonus of getting a better rate of interest on the instant access savings part of the 123 current account. So yes, do have a look at it, work it out on current interest rates, which of course could change, terms and conditions can change. They do sound like good products for some people, but do read everything through carefully because it is a bit of hassle to change accounts and shunt money around. You can read more about the Santander products and other financial products, ways to save money, on the site at helpmetosave.com. You can subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Thanks very much for listening. Do join us again soon. Goodbye.